meeting.
I'd like to call the meeting in order, please. We'd all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, this is Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment, April 26, 2022. For the audio record, I will identify the board to my extreme left. Tony Steinmetz, alternate. He will be participating, however, not voting unless there's a recusal on one of the other members. Judith Zott, I'm Bob Petron. Boyd Chivers, Mark Remicatis, Ron Howe. Recording secretary this evening is Lisa Galicia. And we'll get started, if you would, if you'd read that first case. Thank you.
New business, case 22-005, applicant James S. Hurley, 357 Pritchett Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner, same. Property location, same. Map 407, lot 53. For a special exception under Article 5, Section 5.02A2, Table of Use Regulations, Type of Land Use Residential, intent to allow the construction of a 747 square foot accessory dwelling unit.
Very good. The abutters have been notified?
Yes.
And the applicant is here. Pull up a chair, if you would, please. Tell us about the project. Come right on up. Bring a chair with you.
Okay.
And your name for the record, please?
James Hurley.
Hello, James.
Hello.
We're looking for an ADU on Pritchett Road.
Yes.
Existing structure?
It's a new house that I built on the property out in the back, and that's the part over the garage.
Okay. And so this is existing,
yes.
It's unfinished, and you want to convert it?
Yes.
Okay. 747 bathroom, kitchen. Where's the entrance?
It would be, there's one up the deck, right, and that would, and then that goes into the house. On the second floor.
Okay, on the second floor.
So that's a direct connection over here.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
And the doorway to this utility room is in the hallway, is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. There is a door on both sides, but I'll build in like that other door so that it's open to the house.
I didn't follow you.
Right here. This is the utility room.
You're
which,
right.
Which
yep, he's talking about building another door.
Yeah, there's a door here. You're going to build another door here? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I'm going to build the door here so that it separates it from
this.
The apartment. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And then this is the doorway to the closet.
A utility room.
That's
where I'll put the utilities and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Okay.
This is over the garage?
Yes.
I'm having trouble finding the stairs.
Me too.
Oh.
How do we get the stairs here?
A deck, and then it comes down the stairs.
And then directly onto the second floor.
Yeah, it comes into goes into the second floor of the house.
Okay. Okay, so it's not from inside the garage.
No.
No, this is above the garage, is that correct?
Yes. I brought the full size plans if that would help make it clear to see.
I have never seen a plan done in inches.
See what
I was sitting here adding and dividing by 12.
Sorry, it was kitchen design software that I used. I had it, so it did a decent job, though, I thought.
Okay.
I mean, it's lovely, but I have to tell you, I was adding and dividing.
Oh, to get the square footage?
To figure out the lengths.
Oh.
Because, I'm looking at 163. Wait a minute, that's 12. That's 10 feet. Plus, now I've got 43 feet. Okay.
Where's Pritchett Road? Here?
The house is about 350 feet back from the road. This is, it kind of is at an angle.
Do you have a lot plan?
Pritchett Road.
Do you have the plot?
Oh, yes. Yep. We'll have the tax map.
Yeah.
And then from, I think, the one that I provided, you can kind of get a better idea. Where was that? I was just looking at it. Oh, is it up here? No.
I got you.
Oh. Oh, I had it. I just looked at it.
That's the house.
Oh.
That's the area that he's going to be building.
So is this building constructed or is it going
yes.
to be constructed?
Oh, it's all constructed.
And so this is just, you're just going to finish
it's only
this
open,
area.
Yeah, that's all just open area right now.
Okay.
These are specifications.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all set with parking and septic?
Oh, yeah. The septic system, it's a four-bedroom house, and when I just built it like 2 years ago, we did a five-bedroom septic design.
Okay.
There's a copy of the, there was a copy in the thing that I submitted for the approval signed off that it's a five-bedroom.
Pritchett Road.
Okay.
Proposed house.
Yeah, looks like there's plenty of parking around there.
Yeah. No, lack of that, for sure.
Okay.
That 16 acres could be able to squeeze it.
It's on the south side of the road. This is Pritchett this way.
Yes, yes, yep.
Okay, all right.
The lot goes back this way? Well, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, two-story, what is this? Two-story.
That's a two-story building that they have there.
Oh, that's a big shed, a two-story shed.
Okay, and this is?
That's the original house that was on the property.
Okay, is this house still there, or is it?
Oh, it's still there, but we decommissioned it. We pulled down some walls. I pulled out the kitchen sink, and I play the drums. I use it for a rehearsal space.
Okay.
Approved. I checked with Dave.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That was all been, yep. It was inspected and signed off. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
No living quarters there. Do you guys want to see?
Okay. Any questions from the board? Any comments?
Old house in the front.
While you're thinking about that, I'll open it up to the public. Abutters, did you have any questions or comments?
Nope.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
Questions, comments?
My questions have been answered already.
Me too. Nicely laid out. I think it's get any more.
When I built the house, I did everything for that.
You were anticipating this evening then?
Yeah. I put I had him put the vapor barrier plastic under the concrete floor in the garage, like to do in a basement of the house, and anything I had to do. The floor is all insulated, fire rated sheetrock inside the garage. We ran like the end of our circuit for the fire alarms up there so we could run the fire alarms for the bedroom in the common area.
There's sprinklers in there?
No, it's just the all wired in fire alarm.
Did they do away with the fire suppression system in new dwellings?
It's not necessary. Yeah,
I didn't think so.
Okay.
That's something I asked about.
Okay.
I did an egress window for the bedroom that's going to be. So
with
that's an
right
egress side window.
Inches, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so, and that's out on the deck, so it's.
Yep.
It's.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus it's the size that for the requirement for a bedroom.
Yeah.
Made sure of that.
Okay. Yeah. I would entertain a motion if there's one out there.
Once it closes the hearing.
We'll leave the public session and enter a deliberation.
Yep. Absolutely. There's no comment from the abutters. We'll close the public session. Now I'll entertain a motion.
I just did.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it, Boyd.
Leave the public session and enter the deliberation.
Right. Okay.
Julie,
I'll second.
Second by Judith. Petra and I.
Zod, I.
Boyd, I.
Rheumatitis, I. How, I.
All right.
Can I go over 1504E?
Yeah, we're gonna go through that, and we'll vote on each one of those individually.
Okay. 1504E requires that the proposal conform to 10 standards, the first one of which is there shall be no more than one accessory dwelling unit for any single-family unit. Shivers, I.
Petra and I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number two, there shall be no more than two bedrooms in the accessory dwelling unit. Shivers, I.
Petra, I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number three, adequate sewer and water shall be provided in accordance with DES septic system regulations. That you've already confirmed that with us.
Yep.
Shivers, I.
Petra, I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number four, there shall be a maximum of 750 square feet for the accessory dwelling unit, and it comes in less than that. Shivers, I.
Petra, I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number five, on-site parking for one additional vehicle shall be provided. Shivers, I.
Petra, I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number six, all existing setbacks requirements shall be met. Obviously, you got a building permit for the building.
The new building.
So you meet all the setbacks. Shivers, I.
Petra, I.
Zod, I.
Rheumatitis, I.
How, I.
Number seven, accessory unit shall be within or attached to the main dwelling unit, so up over the garage. Chivers, aye.
Nichols, aye.
Zot, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number eight, architectural enhancements will be employed for the purpose of maintaining aesthetic continuity with the principal dwelling unit, resulting in both units appearing as a single-family dwelling unit. Chivers, aye.
Nichols, aye.
Zot, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number nine, either the primary or the accessory dwelling unit shall be occupied by the owner of the property. Chivers, aye.
Nichols, aye.
Zot, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
And last, the current state building and fire code for two-family dwelling shall apply. Chivers, aye.
Nichols, aye.
Zot, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Okay, and so we had our motion already, went through the criteria.
Yep.
That's going to do it. Corey, you'll receive a notice of decision.
We have to vote on that.
Can I move that we approve the special exception for the accessory dwelling unit?
Yes.
Under Article 5, Section 502A for Map 407, Lot 53.
Second on that?
Zot.
Zot, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Petron?
Chivers, aye.
Zot, aye.
Aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all the details.
It all comes to the application and how complete it is. It conforms to the ordinance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's slam dunk.
Yeah.
But
when I built the house, I think it was 600 square feet then, and I had a really big utility room. It's like, oh, I can shrink it down. Now it can be a little dining area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Job well done. You're all set. And,
okay, awesome.
Like I said, you receive a notice of decision.
Okay.
Good luck with the project.
Cool. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Believe me, we cut things on napkins.
Thank you.
Next time, in the feet, so okay.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Lisa, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jim?
Yes.
Can I get a hold of our office? Because I'll get the permit back to Kevin so he can.
Oh, that was a really good application.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, very good. Yeah.
Except for the inches.
Except for the inches. The Jews over there. Oh, geez, I didn't bring it.
Really, I was adding and dividing by 12 to figure out the how many feet, yeah. You know, just to get the scale, because it's hard to, you know, if you tell me how many feet, I can figure out the scale of the building. But I'm looking at inches, I'm like, hmm.
But get in contact with us.
Okay.
It'll be about a week until I give you the notice of decision.
Yeah, I'm in the rush.
Probably a week after that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
So that we can address the next case, Lisa. Do you have any details on that?
The case was withdrawn. They have some more extra paperwork they need to do for the septic situation. Yeah.
They couldn't get them to the bottom of that?
Right. And they didn't want to keep continuing it out. They have other things they're working on right now, so they just wanted to withdraw for right now, and they'll move forward with the building permit that they have without the full four areas.
Okay. All right. Next order of business is old business, approval of the minutes.
Do you want the minutes from March 22nd?
Read that off.
Be approved.
You have minor adjustments to make?
I gave Lisa a copy. There were some, I think, were, you know, auto-corrected, and it was like the wrong there, T-H-E-R-E instead of T-H-E-Y-R-E and stuff. So I just marked it up for Lisa, put a little arrow, and made the correction for her so that she can make those
changes. So anything
substantive? Pardon me?
Anything of substance? Or
no, there was nothing of substance. It was just all grammatical. I was just looking for grammatical.
So nothing that will stop us from approving the minutes?
No.
Based on your findings, would you be comfortable approving?
Why don't you make a motion?
All right, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes with the changes that had been noted on the copy.
All right, I'll second that.
All right, Petron, aye?
Zot, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
All right. Approval of the minutes done.
Okay.
Other business, zoning ordinance. Boy was kind enough to draft up two different things here. The first one being dealing with 1502.
This is the one we've been. Judith and I have talked about this, and she's convinced me that 750 is a good number for this town. Because, you know, when you get, the purpose and intent of the ADU ordinance was to just give people a place to, a little, like an in-law apartment, not another primary residence, within a primary residence.
Yeah.
And once you get beyond 750 square feet, you run that risk of having every residence in town a two-family dwelling.
Pretty much. You have small families living in there instead of a an invalid person or right. a retired couple or something.
Right, I think it goes beyond the original purpose of the ADU initiative. And the other thing that Judith and I talked about is that the town has an obligation to provide affordable housing. Well, the bigger the ADU, the more expensive it's going to be for a tenant. And this may just disqualify some of the town's housing stock from being eligible to be considered as affordable housing. Okay, a 750 square foot apartment is going to rent for a lot less than a 1,000 square foot apartment.
There was a guy on the town website that had an ADU that he was renting. He was asking $2,000 a month for...
I know the property, and that is something that had been approved even before. I mean, that was a very long time ago, and that's it's potentially a detached dwelling, so it doesn't even meet any of the standards, so I have no idea when that thing became legal, but it actually is a small house. Now, I'm going to beg to differ politely with Boyd here. You know, I like to see the limit go to 1,000, and I do feel that we've had many, many cases of people coming in here with buildings that were modest, under 1,000, and you know, we had to go through a whole procedure, and other than, I honestly don't recall a case where we said no, and we've approved most of them, or if not all of them.
We've said no lots of times.
No, we've said no.
I only have a two-year history, right. So big a broad
history. We've said no. Hard and fast no up until this past year, basically.
I think, Mark, the thing that I'm sorry to cut you off, but the thing that I think of is when I go back to my driving through Manchester with the 20 by 40 ranches. A 20 by 40 ranches, you know, when you live in Manchester, you live on a 5,000 square foot lot. They build a small house like that, but it's when you take out the foot on either side, it's 740 square feet. Mm-hmm. So that's smaller than what we allow, and that's a house and a family lives in that house.
Right, but I would suggest that house, if it's in Manchester, most likely has a full basement. You know, we have seen so many requests in the range of 750 to 999. We've actually approved one at 1250. In a prior situation, because the structure was already there, so
and we shouldn't have.
Well, that beside the point. We did it. We had a discussion and we did it in a majority vote. To your point, Boyd, about affordable housing, a 1,000 square foot unit in Candia is going to be significantly less costly than something you own. In other words, the cost of entry into this community is very high. There are 5 properties for sale in the town, 3 of them are under agreement. The least expensive property in the town is $449,000. It's been on the market a week. It's 1,400 square feet. So there is not any affordable housing in this community. 750 was... I wasn't obviously here for the discussions as to why we chose 750. 750 was the state law that said the minimum you could restrict it to was 750. The ordinance was written for the minimum. I'd like to suggest that it's perfectly acceptable. 250 square feet is the size of this, probably over to Lisa. Okay, it's not a lot of room. It's not a significant amount of space. It would eliminate lots of extra effort and variances. We're protected on septic, we're protected on parking, we're protected on noise. I have to say this politely, and it's not meant to be accusatory at all, because I've only been here for 2 years on this board. It suggests to me a restriction to limit people come into town, and I think we have a need for people to come to town. And the school system has a losing population. I understand the tax thing. I can't see that this is even going to have an effect on the tax rate. I think 750 is too small. I honestly do. And I think people are shoehorning their apartments and their And they're not apartments or accessory dwelling units. I know we've changed the terms, but I'd advocate for $999 or $1,000, and then be firm there, because we have, in the 2 years I've been here, we've never said no. Now, I understand before that, maybe think, but in the 2 years I've been here, or 2.5 years, we've never said no.
And well, I use that. Sometimes you squeeze them.
We do squeeze, and we've squeezed the issue on septic. We've done a lot of things, you know. If it's not attached to the house, we've said no. But if it's attached to the house and the square footage is between 750 and 999, we've approved every one of them. So, folks, why are we sticking at 750? That's my rebuttal, boy.
What do you think, Ron?
Well, I guess I have to wonder, why are we concerned about how many square feet there is if the lot and meets all of the criteria and then some? What difference does it make whether it's 700 or 900?
Well, the only thing I'd say is the purpose that we had originally when we first started doing this, if you think back historically,
yeah,
this back in the 2000s and stuff, when we started doing this stuff, the purpose was someone came in and they said, look, my daughter just got divorced. She needs, mm-hmm, a place to live. I need a place for her. My mother needs to live alone. She needs. And so that was the purpose. One of the problems I see is that if you live in a city, you live in a small lot, you don't have the space. You live in the country, we have living rooms that are the size of people's houses. And we have bathrooms that were the size of people's living rooms. And so we have this huge space where you have a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot house, and you say, okay, so why can't then that ADU be 2,200 square feet? It's half the size of the house, but it's bigger than many of the houses in town. I mean, even at the 1,000 square feet, you're going to get houses in town that are bigger than that. The purpose was that it wasn't intended to be a living unit for a family of four. It was intended to be like a small two-bedroom apartment where your parents could come when they needed care, or you had kids that got out of college and needed a space. That was the purpose. And it's somehow been turned into, we need to have apartments for large families. But that was never the purpose of right. when we've thought about this.
But what's wrong with it? I mean, I know that's not the intent.
Well, what's wrong, Bob, Ronnie, is that if you make it significantly bigger than 750 feet, you could have a family living in there with kids in the school system, and they're not adding anything to the tax base.
Right, okay. And that I buy.
Okay.
That's a valid point. However,
one more point.
Go ahead, sir.
One of the principal aims of the master plan is to keep Candia rural.
Agreed.
And you're talking about inviting people to Candia by making housing opportunities for them. But on the other hand, the master plan says, let's keep this town as rural as we can.
Yeah. We're not.
So we're conflicted here.
We're not Manchester. And Candia, like many communities in the state, were very restrictive until the state stepped in and said, you can't prohibit. There were some towns, it was a blanket prohibition.
Well, we never did that, I will tell you. I mean, I've been on this board for...
I wasn't suggesting that.
Yeah, but we've never done that. We've allowed them for years.
So you commented that, in 5,000 square foot lots and small, houses, this is a community with a 3-acre minimum zoning. There's certainly plenty of room on the lots. And over and above the 750 feet, we are allowed, and I think it's part of the state law, that you can't restrict it to one bedroom. We allow two bedrooms. Right. So we've already built in a situation where you can invite children into the community with a two-bedroom situation, okay? So the restriction...
Divide the space in half, and now you have four bedrooms. You said this is the 250 square feet. Divide it in half, and you've got two. Now you've got four bedrooms instead of two.
No, but you're restricted to two, no more than two in this town on an ADU per our ordinances, and I think state law too.
So what's the difference that if we're restricted to two bedrooms, what difference does it make if it's 750 square feet or 1,000?
Because I think we are asking people to live in my opinion, substandard by cramming, by restricting people into a small space that may require more space.
You know, one person living in this space that they proposed is very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Absolutely.
Very
even comfortable. Two.
Yeah, I agree.
Even two.
Crowded with two.
My daughter has a condo that's 550 square feet. Two people could live in it comfortably.
I don't disagree with that. This town can, and you, I'm an anti-building guy, to be honest with you, okay? I'm a slow growth advocate. I have been for 40 years, okay? I've been on a school board. I've had to cram too many kids into a school system and watch the tax rate climb way up in the communities I was in because of excessive growth. That is not the case in Candia. We're nowhere near that, okay? And we have people here legitimately asking us for ADUs, and we have not just a special exemption, but they need, you know, we need to approve over 750. I would say, and I did misspoke, there was one situation where we had they had the ADU was going to be larger and more pronounced than the main building, and we flipped it. We made them flip it for that reason, because it is in our ordinance that the ADU unit has to be subservient. So we have it in our regulations, a clause that does not allow somebody to take an 800-foot ranch and put on a 2,000-square-foot monstrosity, okay, and call it an ADU. It's not allowed. And we're protected because we don't allow two units on one lot. Two family is a whole different set of rules. And again, one building on every lot. We have 3-acre zoning in this community. And it really doesn't matter that people have a parent or a kid. That's nowhere in our regulations. It's nowhere in the, there's zero. It makes no difference to anybody.
Yeah.
All that matters is the rules. I don't agree with the 750. I think I've made that clear through the time I've been here.
Right.
I'd advocate for 1,000, and then if you want to be rigid because we've raised it, then let's be rigid. But we're not rigid now.
You're always going to find that one for 1,020 feet.
We're not rigid now. That's for sure. We're all over it.
Well, we have been, and
but that doesn't count anymore.
The problem, Mark, is that we have done something which we are not allowed to do with those others. We are not allowed.
Hold on.
I would disagree.
We're waiting for confirmation of that. Okay, I told you I was going to email NHMA on your theory. And
no, it's not a theory, Boyd. I mean, if you
read it in that, I feel.
I'm not sure what this topic.
Okay,
is
what I'm talking about is if you read the state regulations for zoning boards, it says variances from terms of special exceptions. Clearly, where a use is allowed by special exception provided certain criteria are met, the special exception could not be granted if any one of the criteria is not satisfied. Similarly, the board could not first grant a variance for the unsatisfied criteria and then turn around and grant a special exception, even if all other criteria are met. When a board is considering whether to grant a special exception, it may not vary or waive any of the requirements set forth within the zoning ordinance. The 750 is within the zoning ordinance. I don't think any clarification of that.
Let me see that.
This is what it says. There's three pages here where I've, you know, the ZBA may not waive any of the requirements set forth in the ordinance in the case of a request of a special
and
exception.
And then I want to hear from Tony.
So if you reread that, it says you can't accept anything in the special exception if there's not already exception. You guys do a variance exception. You guys do a variance acceptance first. We always do this acceptance for the variance first. Because you can't grant a special exception without it.
It says you can't grant a variance. It said that you can't first grant a variance and then grant a special exception.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. So we can't do that. That's what we've done. And it says you can't grant a variance from one of the things in a special exception. That a special exception has to meet all the requirements that are set forth in the zoning ordinance.
Oh, well, that's an argument in favor of raising it to 1,000 square feet.
Well, see, I mean,
they interpret it how you're saying. If they don't interpret it like that, and they say it's your job as the ZBA to approve that variance, and then put it towards, now you have an acceptance already,
right.
as an interpretation. Now you have all of those criteria met. That could be
To me, this is very clear. Similarly, the board could not first grant a variance for the unsatisfied criteria, then turn around and grant the special exception, even if all the other... So how could... we've been doing that, but it says you can't do it. You can't grant a variance. They say, well, they want 780 square feet. So you can't grant a variance and then turn around and say, okay, now we granted you a variance, so now you meet all the other requirements. You can't do it. I could see raising it to 800 square feet, but
Just throwing a clock.
Right.
I want
to keep us on track because
we're looking at
making a proposal to the planning board, so I want to stay on track.
Right.
And I'd like to get everybody's thoughts on it.
Why did the state set a 750 minimum, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why did Candia choose the 750 minimum to be their maximum? Why did they do that?
Probably because of the kids in the school and not making any contributions to the tax base.
Yeah, I think it was aimed to just keep it smaller and make it an emergency convenience.
Because if you didn't do anything, it would be granted by, what do they call it, permitted use or some language like that. It would have defaulted to that. They wouldn't even have had to have a special exception, right?
No, the state says... The state says ADUs are allowed by right with special exception. It has to do with
allowed
the state.
Allowed by right and with special exception.
With
allowed by allowed right, by if you don't take any action on it, then it would default to that, allowed by right.
If you wanted some control over it,
the Candia wanted some control over it, so they made their maximum of 750. Is that correct?
Yeah. That sounds right.
They made their maximum the minimum, which
stays as we speak.
No, which was, I'm suggesting, and I don't know for sure, but I guess it's just an opinion, that it was meant to be restrictive to prevent people from coming to town.
I'm really offended by that because that was not our intent. Because when we discussed all this years ago, when we talked about this, the purpose of this was to allow families to provide for their loved ones, for someone to have people coming in and say, look, I need to take care of my mother, I need to take care of my father, my kids need a space, my daughter needs a space.
And not rent it out.
No, it wasn't, and there are a lot of, and we do have people.
That's not the state law. The state law is nothing, says nothing about your grandfather.
Because that was changed after we did what we did, and all we did was put in the... When we were first doing this, that was the purpose. And then we had to set up something, and we said...
No, I'm going to disagree. You're welcome to correct me, but our existing ordinance was submitted and approved after state law was changed.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We had an ordinance prior to that.
Right.
But that ordinance becomes null and void with the new one.
That's right. But we said that's when we set up the 750, and we thought that was adequate for the purpose that we thought... Which was not to provide an apartment for a family of four or a family of three. It was to provide a space for someone to take care of, and that someone in your family. And then, in the case that you want to rent it, you can.
State law is very specific. It doesn't talk about families, the number of children. It talks about providing housing. And it does not give any other conditions.
Okay. I want to stay on track. Go ahead, Boyd.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if this board even came and comes to an agreement, why don't we just get it to the proper body? We're having a nice discussion about it. This ought to go to the planning board. I don't even think we ought to send this memo forward.
I don't think we should.
Because there's no consensus here. I think we're going to find consensus on the other one, on the other problem we had.
I'd like to try the consensus. I mean, I
don't think you're going to get it.
Okay.
So, and I think in that case, it ought to go. We ought to stay out of this.
So, look on your second page. This might help you guys. Boyd, when you sent this memo, you also included a second page, which included the ADA requirements. Remember that?
That's correct.
But that's something that's a whole different set.
No.
The
idea behind this, Judy,
yeah,
is that what Boyd is saying, if you guys go by the ADA requirements, it will always be above 750. There will never be an apartment that's over. I mean,
but
that's
we have to grant it because
of
ADA. Well,
you just said we can't grant it. We can't grant a variance even
ADA trumps everything. Yes, it does.
But if you guys went and kind of had this in the back of your head of if we go by something like this, it would brighten up.
If we limit it to 750, the argument could be made on the second page that you've now created a restrictive housing situation for anyone in the future who may need to use that property.
Well, I don't think 1,000 square feet is big enough for ADA. You'd need 1,200, I think.
It was a bathroom. We just had one, and I forget.
Yeah, it was 1,100. It was 1,100 square feet.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. So
if you did it like this, then all those apartments would be at whatever it is. They're all going to be over 750.
I don't think so. There,
so
it's not me.
Is it? Argue that you're restricting handicapped people.
But the thing is, if someone comes in, like that person came in with ADA, we didn't talk about granting a variance or anything. You have to grant whatever they want. They need that space, and that's the first time we've ever seen it.
Well,
you have to grant it. You can't deny them.
I'm not
under the ADA regulations.
But if we limit everybody to 749 feet, that means we're basically saying, to use this second page document, that anyone who might want to move into that property that is now already constructed, already approved, they can't use that.
Right.
They won't meet the requirements of those people in the future.
Right.
Nobody's building things these days that are all ADA compliant.
Sorry. Only in some age
restricted. Only in municipal buildings,
yeah.
But
if
private
they were,
buildings.
It would open up more.
Yeah.
It could open up more for innovative housing.
That's correct, but we don't.
More work for us.
Right. But we don't, and I don't think we should.
Is there any guidance in the master plan about ADUs?
I don't think so.
I don't recall seeing anything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I couldn't find it, but
all right.
That doesn't mean anything.
Staying on point, what are we going to do? Going to table this?
I would. If we
unless you want to go for a vote, we might be surprised, and majority rules, if we're comfortable doing it.
Somebody make a motion, see where it goes.
I'd be comfortable with something that split the difference here.
I am too, because I think when you've got existing space, 750, but there are times, or if you're going to build it, but there are times we've had, look across the street, just got withdrawn. That was going to be over 750.
Yeah, but that was going to be 1,200.
That's correct.
So that's,
but it was existing space. How do you tell them? Says we need you to cut it in half and don't use the rest of it for anything.
It's
just like if we would have told Brady Sullivan,
right,
cut that chicken coop in half, you can only use half of it.
That's right.
It was already there.
Dumb. Yeah.
It's not it's not dumb, Boyd.
It is dumb.
It's
a waste of space. The building's already standing.
They didn't build it.
You're asking them to declare one third of it uninhabitable for no particular reason.
There were other options that they could have used it. They were in a mixed use area. They could have had an apartment. They could have gotten apartments in there. That's a whole different thing.
That's
then.
Not the mixed use.
We have a chance as a board to loosen the restriction and minimize these issues going forward, size-wise.
Are there any other issues other than ADA that we can think of that would very legitimately say we need more space than?
I can think of one. Because the size of the houses in Candy, it gets bigger and bigger. The ratio between 750 and the footprint of newer houses becomes smaller and smaller.
I'm going to suggest that the average, and I don't know, it's a pure guess, and I admit this, that the average size of a house in this town is 2,500 square feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Some towns use a percentage. They take 40% of the living space of the primary dwelling.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd buy into something like that.
Do it on percentage instead of square footage.
Well, we have the subservient rule anyway, where we.
So
know
if you have 40% of a 4,000 square foot house is a 1,600 square foot ADU.
I'm not so sure I'd go there.
Yeah.
I mean that's
too complicated.
No. The thing is when you get into a situation where you have these big lots and the people coming out here are building these huge houses, I go back to the fact that what the general purpose was, And this is not what the general, we're making it something that our original intent was not, that it was meant to be a help to the family, right. and that if, you know, if you want to rent it, but this guy never talked about anybody coming in here. Do you think he's going to rent that unit? You can't ask
it
him.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter.
See, but that may have been your original, that may have been not yours per se, but the town's original intent years ago. But the state law, as written, means nothing. That means that those intents are long gone. Yeah. And it says right in that state law to provide additional sources of housing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Let me be heard. I haven't been heard yet. And then we're going to see if we can finish this, wrap this up. I think that 750 is appropriate. I also think that there's got to be a caveat to that. The spirit and the intent was to have a place to bring home sickly family or family emergencies, not for rental income, for family housing, essentially, to keep your unit together. That was the spirit and the intent. I think there's got to be a proviso that says, if the space is existing and it doesn't exceed 2,000 or pick a number, yeah, we can grant it. We can grant Brady Sullivan. We can grant Galsland across the road here. I think we got to play both sides of the street, but there still have to be numbers limits on it.
Right.
And now everybody's a little bit happy, I think. So having said that, I also think we're not well equipped to submit this tonight. That doesn't mean we can't submit something at a later date, but not this, not now.
Not tonight, no.
So what you're saying is if the structure's already there, then go ahead with it. But if somebody wants to put an addition on the same size, they couldn't do that, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay, here's my thing. Why can't I build my garage bigger and then say now I have the space and now I want to do it?
We've had those cases.
All right, let's wrap this up.
I make a motion if we have to just table this, or do we need a motion for that?
I'll second it.
Second. All in favor, Petron? Aye.
Chivers?
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Okay.
We're tabling this one. Lisa, you had something to say?
Yep, too late.
Oh, too late.
No. We're moving on.
All right, we are moving on to the next document that you drafted, which is about 502.
And wait a minute, please.
I beg your pardon.
Lisa wants to say something.
Boyd had me look into how many ADUs versus regular ADUs versus the ones with size that came out since I got here, which was 2018. But at the end. So since 2019, we've had 13 ADUs come before you guys. And 5 of those have been with size, oversized limitations. So 38% that has come before you in 2 years, 4 years, sorry, have asked for you guys to go bigger.
That's significant.
Yeah.
That's not 10%.
No.
But it's 5 out of 13. I mean, it's not a...
Well, it's 38%, is that right?
I understand that, but, out of 13, it's 5. It's not... I mean, we don't have that many ADUs to begin with, but...
Almost 40% is pretty significant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, out of 13, that means there was 8 of them that were within compliance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's 8 against 5. 8 in compliance, 5 requesting oversize.
And 2 of those were, they came before the board, and they were continued so that they could change their plan because they were bigger.
So they all complied. So over half of them complied.
And it had nothing to do with the ADA compliance.
In any event, thank you for your effort.
Yeah. Right. I asked you to look into that, so you guys got it for tonight.
They're good numbers.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So you said 2 of them changed it, so we had 15 that were the regular size and 3 that weren't.
No, we had 13.
13 total.
13 total. Oh, right. Okay.
Of the 13 total, 5 were oversized.
Okay, so then we ended up with 10 and 10 that were regular.
No, 8.
Yeah, but you said...
7. 13 total. 7 that wanted to come before you guys with variant sizes. 2 came back with changed plans because they...
Okay.
Because I turned you my job for you guys.
Yep.
Okay. 5 actually came to you and asked.
Okay. And did we approve them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now we're on the
Can you review that next one, Boyd?
All right, well, this one, I drafted it in response to the people who wanted to put up the Airbnb hotel complex on Tower Hill Road with no limiting principle, and
right.
there was no limit to the number of units they could rent out. They weren't going to live on the site. It was just going to be a big hairball.
Right.
Fortunately, they withdrew the application. So what I did is went to that section of the ordinance that permits it and drafted some conditions that we could apply for short-term rental accommodations. And I added section 1504G, seven items there, that would, if this were in place, it would have eliminated a lot of the problems that that application represented. Can I go
yes.
through them with you?
Yes,
so
please.
The additional, in addition to some reformatting recommendations that Lisa made and I endorsed, we added seven conditions under the special exception uses. The first one is the maximum number of individual rental units shall not exceed two per residential lots of record.
Will we discuss these one at a time, or do you want to wait to go through all seven?
Well, we can go over them one at a time if you want.
What's your pleasure?
Yeah, well, let's hit them as we go, but I'm going to keep us on track because we can't spend
yes,
20 minutes ahead. On each one.
Yes, sir.
And the next, number
well,
two.
Number
no,
one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my thought on this was one, not two.
Okay.
That would be my thought.
Okay, and that's consistent with the ordinance, too, because there's only one ADU per residential lot of record. Mm-hmm.
This is a, you know, we're not, this is not meant to be a business
right.
enterprise.
Right.
So I
okay.
would recommend one, not two.
Okay.
I'm not in disagreement with that.
I'm not either.
No, I'll agree with that.
All right.
Okay, the number two, the maximum number of guests shall not exceed two per individual. That's about right.
And I have no objection.
If you're renting it for money, yeah. Yeah.
This all comes from Southern Hampshire Planning.
That's a good mm-hmm. point.
These were all recommendations in Southern Hampshire Planning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay, but what if you have a family that's renting?
Well, a family of what? I think you got to restrict it to two because otherwise it's three or eight or, you know.
It's the.
Then what is the maximum going to be?
It's like I got my adult kid and his three kids, and I got my grandkids there too.
I know, yeah. and the dorm and all the frat brothers show up.
I guess I'm going to conflict myself here based on our last discussion. Hotels are not what we want to be running in this town.
They're not residential.
No.
They're a business.
Not residential. No. So I'm okay with this restriction as two.
I am too, as well. Because even hotels will say, you can have two people in a room. Well, people break those rules all the time. But
right.
the intent is, there's a bed that sleeps two, or there's
yeah.
two beds, you get two people.
All right, we in agreement on two?
I think yeah. we are.
Number three, the unit may not be rented for more than 30 days of each year.
Clarification. In total. In other words,
right.
if you rent it to somebody for 28 days, then the only rental you got left is 2 days.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Okay, thank you. I'm all right with that.
But then the next people can come in, and the same people can come in and do it again for 28 more days,
no.
right?
No. No, you get 30
unit,
days a year.
You only get the unit, you only get to
rent it 30 days a year.
I got you.
Again, we're not.
I don't know who polices that, but.
Nobody.
Okay.
Why?
It would be a neighbor. Somebody would have to raise a complaint.
That's right.
That somebody's running a business out of their house.
I mean.
Because you're not renting, you're not running hotels.
It's a commercial.
If you get to rent it all the time,
right.
if you get. You know, if you have a unit, you have a bedroom, and you want to rent it, you know, this weekend and next weekend, 52 weeks a year, then you're running a hotel. And this is not intended, this is this way so it doesn't become a hotel. So if you want to rent out a room during leaf peeper season, or you want out a room, you know,
for a long weekend,
skiing,
yeah.
or something like that.
I don't know. I'm not at all familiar with this, but is that
from New Hampshire, Southern Hampshire Planning?
That's typical with these Airbnbs.
These are big business, and some when people it has become big business.
Yes.
Where people buy a property and use it entirely as a rental property to get around, and in some cases they actually collect meals and rental tax in order to.
New Hampshire collects rooms and meals tax from
sure,
Airbnb.
Right.
So let me ask you, what's the difference between having a tenant in there for 12 months of the year.
It's a different thing.
I see it as more controllable in that your tenant that's there, you're gonna make sure that they're not ripping right. the place apart. But if you're renting out rooms
to
nice transients, how do you know that you're not gonna have some party going on
that's
in there?
Right.
You've lost control of the situation. This is all about
place in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. They rented the Airbnb and for a birthday party, and a couple of the kids were killed.
Yeah. It's all about protecting the neighbors and the property.
That's right.
Right. So then let's keep that one right as it is.
And number four, the property is used as a primary residence of the owner of the property. Yeah. I think we can all agree on that.
So now you have built-in management.
That's right. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's owner-occupied.
And here's another one that arose out of that 205 Tower Hill Road thing. The use of the property does not include a unit that is used for any non-residential use, including retail, restaurant, banquet space, event center, and other similar use. Remember, they had some music facilities or something on Tower Hill Road that was going to...
Oh, the gaming center. They were going to rent out the gaming center separate.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rental accommodations are subordinate use of the property, not the primary use of the property.
Yeah.
That's another one that came out of Southern New Hampshire planning. We in agreement on that?
Yep.
And the last one, it's subject to the property would be subject to site plan review.
I have another eight I'd like to add or suggest.
Okay.
And that is that it be in the same dwelling. It's not a separate dwelling. We don't allow separate dwelling ADUs. We don't allow separate...
You mean having
houses.
It in a barn and the people living in the main house?
That's correct.
Boarding house,
okay.
Rooming.
Because we don't allow two families. It has to be single unit
on a single
lot.
That's exactly right.
And
in
on
one septic.
And on an ADU, we have it. It's got to be part of the primary home.
Just like
attached.
An ADU.
Right. So why wouldn't we have that same rule?
The rental unit must be part of the primary to the primary dwelling unit.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, right.
That
takes away all this thing about, they're going to be in the barn or the fun barn, and there's an illegal septic, and we're going to run a hose out for water. No.
And you lose the supervision aspect when it's in the other building.
Exactly right.
And we don't allow it anywhere else in town.
We don't.
It, based on our current rules and regulations.
Yep.
And there were a couple of things up at the top of this that... changing, 502A, which basically says it just lists the first things of 502. It just didn't give you any kind of instructions or any kind of limitations on it. So Boyd added a new section up there that
which
it had to be
502B15.
Yeah, because we left out 502.3 completely in 1503. It just said 502, which 502 just lists like four conditions, and none of them had any kind of restrictions on it at all. So you've got 503 and 1503, and this is 1504G. Should it say 1504G, Boyd, not 1504?
1504G.
Yeah, the section two at the top. It says add sections 502B, 15.
And 15, but 1504 also includes section G. So you shouldn't limit it to section G. It should be everything under 1504.
Everything in 1504, including section G.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
On the first page, Article 3 definitions, I'm a little confused as I read short-term rental, the definition. Could you expound on that, Boyd, as to
where
what
are
that
you?
First page, Article 3. You're adding this.
Yeah.
So... the rental of one or more rooms in a residential unit for occupancy, for tourist or transient use, for less than 30 consecutive days.
Right.
So that's the definition of short-term rental.
That's
so if it's one rental for 30 days, then that's it for the whole year. So the purpose of that is to limit any particular rental to 30 days max.
That's right.
But I understand. Thank you.
And we've got to change that. If we're adding it, we're changing it from rental of one or more to just one room.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait, not necessarily.
Because
it could be the bedroom
and
the attached den, and that's what you're renting for your...
One or more rooms, and then it goes on to say
two
it can only
maximum.
Be... it can only be one unit.
One unit.
Okay.
And two people.
Okay,
match.
That's clarified.
Because you could get the suite.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Mark, I the reason I did it that way, now I'm going to give you short-term rental. Never mind, I lost my train of thought here. That's the reason.
Wasn't there something that said 180 at
that's
some
right.
point?
And we got rid of that.
It was because the state said it was 185 contiguous states. Which
less than
is,
half a year.
Less than half a year, so people...
And we've changed that to 30.
Yeah, because one... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 1504G. I'm just looking where this is going to fit. D, E, F, G.
Is there room for a G?
Yeah, it'll come under F, come after F.
Beautiful. Good system of Phoenicians.
They're in rare form tonight.
I don't want to stagnate. I want to keep it moving. If we've covered this,
we're done.
I just want to get Mark's thought here on an article on that second page here. It'd be number 8. The rental unit must be contiguous to the residential dwelling.
So that we said attached. To the primary dwelling unit.
Because right, what does it say in the ADU? It says attached. It uses the word attached, doesn't it?
Well, contiguous means attached.
Yeah, I think that's not a wrong word.
Contiguous?
Right, I think it's, he's right, it I is think attached. It's,
should we?
But it is the same, it has the same meaning. It means
yes.
as right. one.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So how do you want, number 8, the rental unit must be contiguous to the primary dwelling unit.
Yes.
Not separate, yeah. in a separate building.
Okay. That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. We're done covering that. I'd like to make a motion to table this until we can redraft.
Okay.
And then we'll review it and then submit it.
Okay. Because we have plenty of time.
I think so.
I'm all right with that.
We have some time. I move to table and redraft. Peter and I.
Shivers, aye.
Do we have a second? We need a second.
I'm
first.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Zod, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
How aye.
Shivers, aye.
All right.
Can so Tony that's vote on these two? Can Tony vote
that
on these things?
Right
no,
there?
He cannot.
Can't?
Maximum okay. number of individual okay. rentals shall not exceed 1.
Are you clear on that, Lisa?
And this number 8. Go ahead.
Yeah, the two changes, 7 right. and 8.
Right.
The what changing from 1.
Right.
And then the 8 must be contiguous to the primary dwelling unit.
Okay.
Okay. As per the agenda, any other matters to come before the board? Tony is going to get his letter of intent submitted in May. And that's all that's outstanding, I think. Any other comments?
What do you mean by letter of intent?
He's to serve again another term.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Running for selectman.
He's
good. I'm learning from it.
Are you self?
My signs are at the shop right now.
Are you self-flagellating?
All right then. If there's no other business,
move to adjourn at 7:59.
I second that. Peter and I.
Zod,
aye. Amakaitis, aye.
Okay.
All right. You got the time on that?
That was a good lively debate over the size of the.